Any tips on how to deal with my unfaithful spouse's mean outburst and negative attitude? Everything I've read and hear is confirming that what I feel I am doing is right. My unfaithful spouse is very mean and angry with the words he uses with me. He will not allow one-on-one time with me. D-Day was a little over a month ago, and we had a major fight that day, and that was the last one-to-one discussion. He talks to me in front of our children, 4-year-old twins, which result in our children telling us to stop or to be quiet because they can't concentrate on whatever they're doing. It's not healthy to discuss our issues in front of them. I am just having trouble coping with the ups and downs I am going through right now. My husband told me last night that he doesn't need God in his life right now and said he wishes his friends would leave him alone about this. Our friends just care, and luckily all of our friends are Christians and have families. His new social circle, 5 to 10 years younger, not married, and living the life of single people. My hope is beginning to dwindle because of his actions. My heart is keeping me going, for not just for me, but also for my children. Any advice on waiting patiently? Any good books and recommendations that are not too deep, but spiritually uplifting? Any music ideas? I hate to hear what's happening with you. This sounds really, really difficult, and obviously, there's a deeper problem. I mean, it sounds to me like his heart is really hard, and I don't know exactly what happened during D-Day and what he's been doing or hasn't been doing. It almost sounds as if he doesn't feel like he has done anything wrong, and is feeling badly about being confronted. In fact, what he's actually doing is blaming you for his problems at this point, which is not that uncommon. But the problem with someone that's kind of shifting blame, it's their way of pushing away guilt, his avoidance of the entire situation. I don't know if he feels bad about what he's done, if he doesn't feel like he's done anything wrong, because I don't understand why he's doing what he's doing. But it does sound he's not overly concerned at this point with how it is impacting you. And I guess that would be more or less, or your children, and that to me is definitely a concern. The first book that comes to mind is Love Must Be Tough by James Dobson, and it's an older book, but it's about someone who, it's how do you deal with someone who's more or less maybe ambivalent about whether they really want to be in the marriage or work on the marriage, or whether they want to continue in their current circumstance, because it would seem that, you know, for the marriage sake, for your sake, it can only go so long before ultimately you lose hope. And I don't even know that continuing in this situation, whether or not that's actually loving to your husband. I actually believe that love will act in the best interest of another person. And at times when you've got somebody who's ambivalent, and by ambivalent it just means there are two diametrically opposed positions that effectively cancel each other out. And so if you kind of press them to work on things, they say no. I mean, they're just, well, actually he may actually be in denial that there even is a problem. And at best he's in ambivalence, so when you try to talk to him he gets resistant and goes the other direction. And staying in that place of almost an open relationship where he's doing whatever he wants, ultimately I worry about his heart and what's going to happen to him. So I would read that book, because I think that Love Must Be Tough by James Dobson has some good points. In terms of music, I would suggest Sanctus Real and their song. That might be a good place, just in terms of trusting that God's doing something even though you don't know what it is. And I do believe this. You don't know what's good or bad. I mean, I'm sure God's up to something here. And part of the challenge you've got is the challenge to try to see God in this situation. Let God define the situation. Don't get discouraged and begin to wondering how a loving God could allow this. I mean, that would be backwards. The fact is, I'm sure God's doing something. The main thing is, what's the next move he would have you make? And I would hope that would become apparent to you as you walk down this road. And I think that just being able, in a way, to educate yourself by reading like that book, I think it'll be helpful, give you some ideas. More than that, last thing, protect your kids, please, as best as possible. If there are going to be any sorts of discussions, try to make sure the kids are gone and not front and center. Hopefully that'll give you some direction. I'm so sorry you're in this place, and I do hope that his heart softens over time.